Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, December 18th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. The European Union has adopted its ninth package of sanctions against Russia to increase pressure on the Kremlin to end its war of aggression in Ukraine. The package was formally adopted on Friday after EU leaders, including Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, reached an agreement on the restrictive measures at a summit in Brussels the previous day. The EU added 168 new entities to its sanctions list in an effort to impose new export controls and restrictions on dual-use goods and technology, particularly goods that aid Russia's defense and security sector. The move comes as Russian forces intensified strikes on energy infrastructure in Kyiv and across Ukraine on Friday in an effort to break Ukrainian will, according to the U.S.-based Institute for the Study of War. Today marks day 298 of Russia's war on Ukraine. Officials in Gdańsk and Gdynia held memorials yesterday to commemorate the 52nd anniversary of the 1970 protest in Pomerania and the deadly Czarny Czwartek, or Black Thursday, massacres of workers in Gdynia. In early December 1970, protests broke out in Gdańsk, Gdynia, Elbląg, and Szczecin after the ruling communist government announced sharp increases in the price of food and other daily necessities. In response to the protests, soldiers from the Polish People's Army and the Citizens' Militia opened fire on shipyards. Workers on their way from the train station to work at the shipyard in Gdynia on Thursday, December 17th, killing 18 people and injuring dozens more. During actions in December 1970, at least 45 people were killed across Pomerania, including 8 in Gdańsk, 18 in Gdynia, 16 in Szczecin, and 1 in Elbląg. An estimated 1,200 people were injured, with some 3,000 protesters also detained. More information on the tragic events of 1970 can be found on our website at radiogdansk.pl or on the websites of the City of Gdańsk and the City of Gdynia. Poland's Energy Regulatory Office has approved a plan to freeze natural gas tariffs for households at 2022 levels to reduce the impact of surging prices on consumers. Under the new regulations, eligible Polish households will be able to pay gas tariffs at 2022 levels from January 1st to the end of March in 2023. The measure was adopted by both houses of the Sejm earlier this month and is set to be signed by Polish President Andrzej Duda. The World Cup finals kick off tonight with France and superstar Kylian Mbappe set to face off against football powerhouse Argentina and star forward Lionel Messi. While the upcoming match may be a second chance for the 23-year-old Mbappe to take home the World Cup trophy, it marks the fifth and potentially final chance for 35-year-old Lionel Messi. The World Cup trophy is the only football accolade Messi has not won. Heading into tonight's match, both teams are evenly matched, both in terms of FIFA rankings and statistical win probability. The World Cup finals will start at 4 p.m. this afternoon, Warsaw time.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and quite cold, with very little chance of snow showers and a strong breeze coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will stay below freezing, with a high of negative 3 degrees centigrade, or 27 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of negative 8 degrees centigrade, or 18 degrees Fahrenheit, overnight. Slightly warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for more snow starting off the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.